Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, it was probably inevitable that someone would try to incorporate Twitter in an artistic fashion. You wrote recently that London's Royal Shakespeare Company has made Twitter the center of a new production of Romeo and Juliet. Let's talk a little bit about that.
I don't know if you can call it a stage production. It's the kind of thing that you can experience if you're already online and using Twitter. They have their actors playing the characters from Shakespeare's tragedy as Twitter feeds. So you can go to a Twitter feed called Juliet Cap 16 and see updates from Juliet Capulet playing the character, living her out in real time, not reciting Shakespeare's dialogue, but behaving as if Juliet were a real person, you know, fretting about her birthday party and wondering about this new love named Romeo who's come into her life.
Now, are these just Juliet's musings, or can she interact with the audience?
Oh, absolutely. If you are on Twitter as well, you can tweet to her. It's at her discretion, of course, which suitors she'll acknowledge. But she's not only interacting with the other characters who are also on Twitter with her, but she's reacting to events taking place in the world and to other tweets that people are sending her.
What's the reaction in London toward this?
I think people are looking at it as a very unique experiment. It's part innovation and part gimmick. And I think people are curious to see, you know, where it goes and whether something like this will actually make its way into a theater house.
As with almost any innovation, there are unintended consequences. The immediacy of using Twitter or texting or posting on, say, Facebook can spoil performances for people who haven't yet seen them. And some theaters are banning the practice during performances. How has the arts community responded to, say, someone doing criticism during a show?
Traditionally, at least for professional reviewers, there's the understanding that shows that are seen in previews not actually get reviewed until after they have opened. And what Twitter has opened the door for is people who even tweet, you know, short, off-the-cuff reactions to shows that they've seen before they've opened. That can poison the waters before, you know, reviews have even been published. When the Phantom of the Opera sequel Love Never Dies opened in London recently, you had theater professionals who were going to see it in previews, and because the curiosity about it was so great, people couldn't resist tweeting as soon as they came out of the show. Obviously, there were a range of reactions, but you know, the negative ones are the ones that people tended to seize on.
Is the genie out of the bottle as far as the theater owners and producers are concerned?
I think so. I think it's going to be very hard to restrict it, almost in the same way that cell phones and traditional texting have, you know, created complications. Obviously, anybody who goes to a show, you would think, would have sense enough not to engage in that kind of activity during a performance, but if you go out on any given night, you'll see that rule, you know, being violated.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Dave.
Thank you for your time this morning.